So welcome to all our listeners, wherever you may be around the world. This is the first of our series of little audio interviews at the March 2016 Preceptors College meeting here at Adishtana in the UK. My name is Sachin Arma, I'm assistant to the college, and this morning I've got with me Sada Loka, who's the current chair of the college, and also Paramabandha and Ratnadharani, who are two of the deputies who assist Sada Loka with his work as chair. Amrit Deep is the other deputy. He's unfortunately not here. He's in Pune in India, but he'll probably be here for the next meeting. But they're going to speak about what's going to be going on this meeting. First of all, Sada Loka is going to say a little bit about recent ordinations and ordination courses. So you'd like to say a bit about that, Sada Loka?
Yeah, thank you, Sachin Arma. Yeah, well, a big part of the responsibility of the college is obviously ordaining people publicly into the Tri Ratna Buddhist Order. And these meetings of the college include discussions of potential order members, private preceptors, new public preceptors, and also the planning of ordination retreats, where they're going to be, when they're going to be, who the leaders are going to be and the teams. And we're already looking ahead to 2018, 2019, as people really need to plan well ahead if they're going to be freed up from their responsibilities for 3 or 4 months. So since the last meeting in November, we've had 6 women ordained here at Adishtana, 1 man at Padmaloka and Birmingham, and 21 men at Budger. So this was a rather special retreat. The men came from Australia, New Zealand and India. And for the first time, there are 2,000 current order members. We've actually topped the 2,000 mark. I mean, actually, over time, rather more than 2,000 have been ordained, but order members have died, order members have resigned, but there are now 2,000 plus current order members. The 2,000th order member was Chandramali from Australia. He's a doctor. He's from a part Australian Aboriginal background, so it's quite an event really that our 2000th order member coming from Australia from that background was actually ordained in India with a number of Indians who also became order members.
The members of the college, was that Sona who led that retreat?
Sona was leading the retreat, and there were, I think, some of the Indian college members were also performing ordinations. Yeah. And in these, well, actually going on at this moment, again at Budger, 4 women from Mumbai are preparing to be ordained. And yeah, people are now getting ready to go off to Gukhyaloka and Akashavana for the annual ordination retreats there, the long 4-month, 3-month retreats. There's 20 men going to Gukhyaloka to be ordained, and I believe 16 women going to Akashavana. And yes, there's other retreats being planned over the year and already potential invitees planning the retreats are very much to the fore of our minds. So there's a lot going on in the way of ordinations and ordination retreats in the different areas of the order and movement around the world.
Yeah, and Paramabandha, you're leading a 1-month ordination retreat, aren't you?
That's right, in September.
And do you know how many men might be on that yet?
We don't know yet, but there may be up to 10. So that's a bilingual Spanish-English. Yeah. Ordination retreat.
And Parami is doing something here for some Mexican and Spanish women.
Yeah, I think that will be a Spanish-speaking ordination retreat at Adishtana. Could be up to 6 people, maybe. Mm.
Great. Okay, and then Paramahan, you were going to say a bit about sadhana, because that's another theme of this meeting.
That's something, yeah. So sadhana is something we're going to be looking at this meeting. Sadhana is obviously a key practice within our tradition, particularly connected with ordination. And there have been changes in some ways to how we've talked and thought about sadhana over the years. But one of the things we particularly want to do on this retreat is look at some of the longer sadhanas. In particular, we're going to be doing study with Subhuti on the Manjushri Stuti Sadhana, which is a very beautiful sadhana. It's a sadhana I personally practiced for 25 years now. I really love the practice. It's a very full and rich practice. And because it was given to the order by Bhante, it connects us back to Bhante. One of the things I imagine that we'll be wanting to do will be also think of it in terms of the five stages of spiritual life, in particular spiritual death and spiritual rebirth. So in some ways, understanding or recontextualizing that rich practice in how we think about our system of practice now. So in a way, it's very much thinking about sadhana within the Triratna tradition, but also taking us right back to our connection with Bhante and these very rich, full sadhanas like the Manjushri Stuti Sadhana. For example, in the men's private preceptor retreat recently, we looked at the longer Avalokiteshvara sadhana. So that's one of our sort of ongoing projects. That's something we'll be particularly looking at this meeting. Mm.
That's part of the work you all do as public precept as well, isn't it? You support the private preceptors retreat. So there was a private preceptors retreat here at Adishtana for men just a few weeks ago. You'll be presumably on the one for women, is that correct?
Yes, we've been having private preceptors retreats for women, and we've put quite a lot of emphasis on the preceptors coming on those retreats, and we've built up quite a strong body of experience and commitment on those retreats. And it was interesting last year, because I think the women's preceptor retreat and the men's recent one were quite outstanding. It seemed on both sides as though it was a bit of a peak experience for us. I think there's been definitely a momentum building on those events. And there's been momentum in two ways. There's a lot of experience building up, but the numbers have been quite extraordinary, because we've massively increased the number of private preceptors just over the last decade. And there's now something like, I know on the women's side, about a tenth of the women's order are preceptors now. And that's been quite a lot of work, but it's had a huge payoff. It's really opened up the whole ability of preceptors to have a close connection with people they ordain. And probably what we're turning our minds to now is we need to expand the college as well, partly because we're getting older and partly because we need to ideally broaden the college out so that we have functioning college kulas, which is the unit, of the working unit of the college is five public preceptors. And if we could establish college kulas in different continents and different areas, that would certainly it would make our influence much more easy to administer locally.
So that's partly bringing in a new generation of public preceptors, but also diversifying geographically. So you've got...
Yes. Of course, all the usual problems with airfares and how do we maintain a cohesive body.
And so the current coolers of the preceptors' college, could you just go through and name? So there's two men's coolers, is that right? So who's in those coolers? Could you?
There's two men's coolers, one more or less based at Padmaloka.
So that would include what, Padmavajra,
Surita, Satyaraja, Artapriya, Mokshananda, Maitreya Bandhu, Parama Bandhu.
Right, is that right? And then you're in another men's cooler, so that includes
Dharmarati, who has responsibilities for the United States, Nagabat Bodhi, also the United States and Australia and New Zealand, Sona, also Australia and New Zealand, Karma Sheila, Purna has just joined us, who's based in
New Zealand,
and Buddhadasa, who currently is based here. Is that everybody?
It's always hard to remember.
Yeah. And then is it just one women's cooler, or do you have two?
There's one large amorphous women's cooler, but we have got, for a few years now, we've had we've almost got a whole cooler of women public preceptors in Australasia. So we've been reinforcing that, but they do function pretty much.
So that's Mega,
Dharmanandi and Vara Devi.
Right. And what, you and Sangadevi as well, and Parami?
It's been me and Sangadevi and Parami, and in the past Subhuti as well.
Right.
And then of course we've got the Indian cooler.
Yeah, all of whom are here in November, weren't they, for the last meeting. So that's Yashasaga, Magasiddhi,
Amaradeep, Aditya Bodhi, Chandrashil, Karunamaya, Nyanashuri, and Subhuti. And we've also got something of a Spanish-speaking cooler. There's Mokshananda, Parami, and
Paramachitta,
who work together, overseeing the Spanish-speaking world.
Great. Good. So one of the features of this retreat, as Ranadani was saying, is we've got three new members of the college. Perna was appointed last year, but it's his first meeting, isn't it? So Perna from New Zealand, also Subhadramati, appointed fairly recently from the London Buddhist Centre, and Ashok Shri, who lives in London but is involved with the North American ordination process with Karuna Devi. So we're going to have audio interviews with the three of those coming up over the next few days. I think Nagabodhi is going to interview Perna, and Parami is going to interview Ashok Shri, and Dharmadina is going to interview Subhadramati. So we'll be introducing some new members of the college, and then we'll also have some other audio interviews covering different topics as the week goes on. But thank you very much for coming this morning, Parabandhu, Ratnadani and Sadanoka. And thanks to all our listeners around the world.